All right. It's that moment we've all been waiting for. 2 weeks in the making for our Parish of the Week. We had to take off for Easter and then for Share-a-thon. And I don't think we should waste any time. We were talking about how do we line things up. And we got to lead with Parish of the Week. Sarah Kinsey joins us, our digital disciple. Welcome, Sarah. It's good to have you here. It's kind of been male dominated the last 2 days, so we need a good female voice in here, and kind of that leavening effect that Brenda has on the show. So we need you to bring that in here.
Oh, I'll do my best. well, it's nice to be back. And we've had a busy couple weeks. So
you did great last week, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Mean, just you and Eric both, outstanding job during Share-a-thon. But
thank you.
You just jumped in there doing these interviews, and you were live on the air. Both of you guys, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, you were just absolutely dominant with the interviews. Like, you were really good at leading them through their paces.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a good time. And I mean, we have such great guests that it's easy to do that. So,
yeah.
But I don't want to make our
listeners wait any longer. Let's get to it.
Okay.
Who is it? Come on.
So our Parish of the Week is Holy Family Catholic Church in Southeast Portland.
Oh, awesome.
So we're
Father DeMesa.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're excited about this one. We've been able to get to know them a little bit. And Pat, I know you have an interview with them that we'll be sharing later this week. But just a wonderful parish and school. They are kind of on a smaller scale, but they have just such a tight-knit family community. And they do a lot to really build community in the parish and the school, but also in the neighborhood around them.
Yeah, they're over there off East Cesar Chavez, I believe. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and they just do so many great activities. They have a lot within their parish. Like I said, middle school, high school youth group. They have a really active St. Vincent de Paul program, and that serves over 450 families every year.
Wow.
Plus, they do a huge Christmas food box program. They provide rent and utility assistance. They've got great Knights of Columbus Eucharistic ministry to those that are homebound. They have a rosary making group. They have Trail Life and Young Ladies Institute for the younger boys and girls. They have what's called Just Older Youth, which is 50 plus.
Ah.
And then they have sports.
My folks.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say, Pat, but they also have a sports league for adults.
I got to tell you, I received a wisdom discount a few weeks ago.
Discount.
Wisdom discount. That was a nice way of saying
you're in
the older youth group.
That's great. Another thing they have a sports league for adults.
Oh,
so they do
cool.
Volleyball, pickleball, basketball, probably some others, but at least
that was
the current rotation.
Yeah, because they got that gym there.
They do, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have a lot of great activities going on. We also know that they're in the middle of a campaign, which is building a new parish center, because I think currently it's a couple blocks away from the church.
Oh,
so you have to walk a couple blocks to get to the church parish center. So
difficult.
Yeah, so that's what they're really focusing on. And then also in the school, they have four stories, I believe, but most of them are only accessible through stairs. So they're making that more accessible, and then also updating their HVAC system because they have like a really old boiler and things like that. So those are kind of the first steps. They're in the middle of that. I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah,
but
Gene Derringer told me that all of the floors in the school, you have to use stairs because you can get onto one of the floors without stairs, but if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to take
the stairs.
So in essence, they all require stairs.
Yeah.
And they really would like to get an elevator in there. So
they're working really hard on that campaign, and then they have some more plans past that. But it's exciting. You know, they're doing a lot. I think it sounds like a very
active community.
Yeah. They have a art auction and spring concert coming up on May 14th.
Ooh, cool.
It's a school fundraiser. So if you like art and music, maybe check that out.
Love that stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, just a great parish. So we're excited to feature Holy Family.
Way to go, Holy Family Catholic Church and School and Father DeMesa. And the great group. Gene Derringer brought Father DeMesa over here, I guess it's been about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just really, they're so filled with joy. It was just really uplifting to talk to them. Yeah. Way to go, guys. I'm glad they wound up being a winner.
Yeah, they sound like a real vibrant parish, and all the really cool charitable work they do, as well as just kind of fostering that community. I don't hear too much about like sports for sports for adults kind of in the parish community. That's really neat.
Isn't that fun?
We need to get a CYO going for old folks.
Oh, I like that. There you go.
That wouldn't be a bad idea at all, actually.
So it'd be COO. Took you a while.
Yeah, okay. I haven't had my coffee yet, so.
I think you're still that share-a-thon effect.
Now, yes.
Now, we have got our weekly email going out, and we're going to recap the share-a-thon. So tell us a little bit about what you have in addition to the Parish of the Week being in that. What else are we going to be including from the share-a-thon from last week? Some good stuff we still have.
Yeah, so this week's weekly roundup email is going to be a little different than our normal one. It's going to be more focused on the share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. So one of the things is we are working on kind of editing all of those recordings we have. It's a lot of footage from the whole week.
There's some great stuff in there.
Yeah, like we were saying earlier, we just had amazing guests. And I mean, I was in here quite a bit, but the times when I wasn't, I just was thinking, man, I missed that. That was so good. or they'll say something and I think, I want to go back and I want to go listen. So fortunately, you can if you missed out or you want to listen again. We have recorded everything and I'm slowly making my way through the week. So that's going to be on the website and the app. There's actually some of it is already up. You can see the first couple days.
Oh, cool.
We're going to post the full hour if you want to make sure you don't miss anything, or we'll also have a separate playlist that is kind of dedicated to like one reflection. So when we send the email out, it will probably be either today or tomorrow, and we'll send that out once everything is all chopped up and edited and uploaded so that you can go to the website and listen to that.
Yeah. It was really uplifting to hear all this feedback that we're getting from the different guests and the way that they have found hope in all the challenges that we have around the area.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that. It really helped me out a lot.
Oh, yeah, me too. I definitely came out of it with a lot of hope for our area and our future and our church. And I think it's important to focus on the good things that are happening and what God is doing and where he's leading us, which is ultimately heaven. But just even here on earth, the way that he's working in our community is really, really powerful.
And it really resonated with the listeners last week. I know Share-a-thon, you know, it's not the usual programming, so it's a little bit tough, but something about it, people really responded. And Curtis, our accountant, told us yesterday over 80 first-time participants in the Share-a-thon, over 80.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is. It really is incredible, and I think the reason why is because everybody wants hope. Everybody is looking for that joy and that hopeful thing, and boy, we delivered last week with our guests, so can't wait to hear that audio again.
Yeah, that'll be sent out very soon, so can't wait for you all to hear it.
And congratulations, Holy Family Catholic Church and School, our Parish of the Week here at Mater Dei Radio.